Uyrayısa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yudalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yudalad Amud Aleph, five lines from the wide lines, by the word Gufa. So we mentioned in the previous shir a Mishnah in Uktzin. So says the Gemara now, this Mishnah in Uktzin said Gufa, Kol Yadois Ha'eichlin Shebisisan Begayren, they're Tahiris. That if you have Yadois of food, you have some grains, so the halacha is that the stems, they're Makabal Tuma with the food, because they make it easier to transport the food, to deal with the food, and therefore it has a Yad, the Yadois are Makabal Tuma. If you have these Yadois, and then you are Bisisan Begayren, which we'll see shortly what that means, if you are Bisisan Begayren, so the Tanakhama says, then they're Tahiris, it loses its shame Yad, it's no longer considered a Yad, you just now changed it. You did a ma'isa to change the fact that you're using it as a yad, and therefore it's it no longer becomes a yad. It's tahiris. However, Rabbi Yosi mitame. Rabbi Yosi says that no, it still has a din yad. So now, before we explain the machlokes, it says the Gemara, my bisasan. What does bisasan even mean? Rabbi Yechon Amar bisasan mamish. Bisasan means kipshuta. It means you crushed it. Rabbi Lazar Aimer hitiragdon. It means that you just untied the bundle. That you were bisan just means that you untied the bundle that was holding together the grain. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Lazar damar bisasan hitaragdan. It makes sense if you say that bisan means that you untied it. Hainu de metame Rabbi Yosi. Now we can understand the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi makes sense. Rabbi Yosi says that it's still considered a yad, since you didn't really do such a chash of a ma'isa, all you did was untie it. That's not doing such a ma'isa. So once it's already yari lidei tuma, once it's already makabel tuma, because of the fact that you originally had in mind to use the yad, so now if you just untie it, that's not enough. It's still going to be have its shame yad. It's still going to be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yosi Shita makes sense. El Rabbi Yochanan Dama, and I guess in the Tanakam would say that no, even such a small ma'isa, like untying it, that's enough to make it, that's no longer a yad. But the emphasis the Gemara is coming to make over here is that now Rabbi Yosi Shita makes sense, as opposed to El Rabbi Yochanan Damar Bisasan Mamish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Pshat in the Mishnah Uktzin Shabisasan means that you crushed it, so you Mamish did a festa maisa to the Tvua. So my mitam of Rabbi Yosi, so why does Rabbi Yosi hold it? It's still a Yad. Why does he hold it? It's still Makabel Toma. L'chayr, now that you did such a maisa, so you're showing you have no interest in the Yadis, and so it should no longer have a din Yad. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Hayul v'ru'uya is lahevchem be'aser. Reb Yosi holds that even after you are business son, it's still mekabel tuma, because the ma'isa, it is still fit for a function of that when you take your pitchfork, when you take your eser, you can flip it around more easily now that it has the stems. So since the stems are still roy for that use, so therefore even though you are business son, it still has a shame yad, and it's still mekabel tuma. That's the machlaikis. The Tanakama holds, once you are business son, it's no longer mekabel tuma, and Reb Yosi holds that since the ma'isa, it's still roy lahayv chamvaser, so therefore it's still makabel tuma. On this note, says the Gemara, Amar Belazar la menimshla tefilas and shal tzadikim keaser. Why is it that we find in the Torah by the tefila of Yitzchak v'Rivka, we find that the lashon of tefila used in the Torah over there is v'yasar, is a lashon of a pitchfork? Why is tefila compared to a pitchfork? Laimer l'cha, it's coming to teach you that ma'aser zem mehapich es tefua begayre mimakum amakim. Just like a pitchfork is used to flip over tefua from place to place, it's used to flip things. So after tefila, and shall tzaddikim ma'apeches daitus shall Hakadosh Baruch Hu mimidas achzaria is lamidas rachmanas. So too, an eser, a pitchfork, a tefila, sorry, just like a pitchfork, so too tefila could change kaviyachol Hakadosh Baruch Hu's das. So the girsa we have is from midas achzaria is to midas rachmanas. The Ben Yishchai and Ben Yoyad over here points out that the girsa of midas achzaria doesn't make sense to put by a Kadosh Baruch Hu midas achzaria. So Vada Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have midas achzaria. Rather, it's midas ragzanus, that which is a similar thing to midas adin. So to tefila, it changes a Kadosh Baruch Hu from kaviyachol showing midas adin to showing midas rachmanas. I see now that also in the Gilyon he brings from the Dukei Seifrim, also perhaps an earlier Kisfayad, that's the proper gear, says Mimidas Rachzonus Lamidas Rachmanus, which means from Midas Adin to Midas Rachmanus. That's the Kayach of Tvila. Says the Mishnah now, Misakchim Benisarim Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use boards as chach, wooden boards, so it's not Makabel Toma, it's Pshute Kliets, so it's not Makabel Toma, and it's wood, it grows from the ground, so you could use boards as chach. Perfectly fine. However, Rabbi Meir Iser. Rabbi Meir says it's Aser, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Rabbi Meir says you cannot use wooden boards. Nasan aleha neser shu rachav arba tfachim. If you put a board that's 4 tfachim on top of your sukkah, sukshera, the sukkah remains kosher, ubalvach lo yashin tachtav. But you're not allowed to sleep underneath that board. So even though the sukkah is kosher, you're not allowed to sleep under the board, and the Gemara will explain the entire Mishnah. So says the Gemara. So we have a machlaikas or Meir and Rabbi Huda about whether or not you're allowed to use boards as schach in your sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to use boards, and Rabbi Meir holds that no, you're not allowed to use boards. So now the Gemara is going to bring a machlekas amarayim and how to understand this machlekas tanayim. So we have a machlekas tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to have a machlekas amarayim, what exactly the machlekas tanayim is. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav says, machlekas benesarim shiesh ben arba. This machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they're arguing when the boards are 4 tefachim wide. When they're at least 4 tefachim wide, when they're very wide boards, that's when we have this machlekes. That's when Rabbi Meir says you can't use these boards. Now, why not? Rabbi Meir is like Gzeiras Tikra, because Rabbi Meir holds that there's a Gzeira on using such boards called Gzeiras Tikra. A person generally uses boards that are this wide to roof off his house. So if he sees that his schach is boards that are this wide for his schach, he'll think to himself, oh, so must be that my living room is also, the roof on my living room is also kosher l'schach. Now the problem with that is that if a person goes into his living room and he thinks that he's yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah, the problem is that he's not. And that's because the Torah says to go into a sukkah. In the Maisa, a house is not a sukkah, a house is not a sukkah, and therefore it's possible midaraisa to go to your house for sukkahs, even if technically there's kosher l'schach on top. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says you can't use boards that are 4 tefachim wide. Because Gzeiras Tikra, a person will then think that his house is also kosher for sukkahs. So that's why Rabbi Meir says it's aser. And Rabbi Yehuda blessed like Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda is not chayshish for such a thing. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda said, Mesakchid b'nisarim. He said you could use these nisarim. But the whole machlaikas is when you have these wide boards, it's a machlaikas about Gzeiras Tikra. Aval, says Rav, Aval, bo b'nisarim she'ein behenar bo. If you have thinner boards, they're less than 4 tefachim wide. So then, divrei hakol ksheiros, and being that those aren't the normal sized boards that a person would use to roof off his house, so then everybody holds that you could use boards that are less than 4 tefachim as schach. That everybody agrees to. So that's Rav's version of the machlekes, Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The machlekes is dafka by boards that are at least 4 tefachim wide. However, says the Gemara, Ushmul Amar, that no, b'she'ein ben arba machlekes. The machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, is by boards that are thinner than 4 tefachim. They're not 4 tefachim wide. And even still, Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeiras Tikra, because even though that's not the norm, it's not normal that a person would use such thin boards to roof off his house. Well, like I said, there are some people that do such a thing, and therefore Rabbi Meir holds it even less than 4 tefachim as Gzeiras Tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it, no, you don't have to be choshesh for that miyat. However, aval yesh behen arba divrei hakol psula, but if it's 4 tefachim wide, so then everybody holds of Gzeiras Tikra. Even Rabbi Yehuda would tell you that once it's 4 tefachim wide, so now it has this Gzeira of Gzeiras Tikra. So Machlekas Rav and Shmuel had to understand the Machlekas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, just to clarify Shmuel's Shita for a moment, that Ein Behen Arba, if Shmuel said that the Machlekas is when the boards are less than 4 Tfachim, Vafilu Pachas Mishleisha, that's Mashman, any size, any shear, even less than 3 Tfachim, that you can't even use wooden rods, Hakan and Baumaninu, those are just rods, that doesn't even resemble a roof at all. So why you can't use a wooden rod that's a Tefach? That doesn't make any sense. So rather, says the Gemara, Amar of Papa Hachi Kamar, this is what Shmuel meant to say, that Yesh Behen Arba divrei hakol psula. Once it's 4 tefachim wide, everybody holds that that is possible because of Gzeiras Tikra. Pachis mishleisha divrei hakol ksheira. Everybody holds if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's kosher. Mai taima kanan ba'almaninu. Because of this reason that we just said, because it's kanan ba'alma. So even though technically there's maybe a myriad of people that use it for their roof, but a person doesn't associate it. He doesn't look at it as being a roof. He just looks at it as being rods. Ki pligi mishleisha ad arba. The machlekes is when it's somewhere in between 3 and 4. Mar Savar Kevin de Lesnehu Shir Makoim Legazrinon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not Geyser Alt Gzeiras Tikra on such small schach, because Amaisa it's not a Shir Makoim Choshev, it's not 4 Tfachim. Umar Savar Kevin de Nafkele Mitera's Love with Gazrinon. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds that once it's more than 3 Tfachim, which is already a Choshev a Shir, it's not Loved anymore, so now already it looks a little bit roof like, it's not Loved anymore, and therefore Rabbi Meir says to be Chayshesh that a person might come to think that he could also use his roof. So it's machlekes. The machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, is when it's between 3 and 4 tefachim. So again, just the chaz over. According to Rav, the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is dafka when it's wider than 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim are wider. Anything less than that, everybody holds, it's just like Kanan Baalman, it's kosher. And according to Shmuel, the machlekes is the other way around. The machlekes is when it's between 3 and 4. Less than 3, it's Kanan Baalma. More than 4, everybody holds it's Gzeiras Tikra. The shaila is when it's between 3 and 4, do we have Gzeiras Tikra to be chayshish for the mead of roofs when it's between 3 and 4? That's the machlekes or Meir and Riyuda. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas to each or questions on each shita. So it says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. It says Nasan. It's a Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah that Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rachav Arba Tfachim Kshera Ubavach Liyashin Tachtav. The Sefer of our Mishnah said that if you put a board on top of the sukkah that's 4 tfachim wide, so the sukkah is kosher, but you can't sleep underneath it. So now says the Gemara. Now, it's important to be makdim. Rashi tells us that the Gemara is now assuming that the board was put on the side of the sukkah. The reason why the sukkah is kosher, meaning it's a little bit of a steer minei ubei. The sukkah is kosher, that makes it seem like it's not schach pasul, because the shear for schach pasul is 4 tefachim. The halacha is once you have 4 tefachim of schach pasul, the sukkah is psula. So the fact that the Mishnah says that it could be 4 tefachim and the sukkah is kshera, that would be mashma that the schach is kosher. But then it says you can't sleep underneath it. So it's a steer minei ubei. Elamai, says Rashi, we're talking about a case where the schach pasa was put on the side of the sukkah. It was put all the way off to the side, in which case you have doif and akuma. So you have doif and akuma, just the schach is pasa, therefore you can't sleep underneath it. Now it's like a wall, and you can't sleep underneath it. So that's how the Gemara is assuming the Mishnah means. So again, so tonight we learned in the Mishnah, that nasna leha neser, if you put a wooden board, Shurachav Arba Tfachim, that's 4 Tfachim wide on top of the sukkah off to the side. So Ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. Ubilvach lo yashin tachta, but you can't sleep underneath that board. So now, Bishlam alu Shmuel, it makes sense according to Shmuel, the Amar Bisha'im behen Arba Machlaikis, who he said that the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, is when it's less than 4 Tfachim, Aval Yesh behen Arba Divriya Kol Psula, but everybody holds that once it's 4 Tfachim, that the Schach is, that it's considered possible, that it has Gzeiras Tikra, Misham Hachi lo yashin tachta. So that's the why you can't sleep underneath it. Lekuliyama, you can't sleep underneath the schach. The Mishnah says it's stam because everybody holds of this halacha. Bein Rabbi Meir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, once it's 4 tefachim, it's considered schach pasul. So therefore you need to come on to daif and akuma, and therefore you can't sleep underneath it. It makes sense. El Rav, Amar Bishyesh ben Arba Machlaikis, but according to Rav, who said that even when it's 4 tefachim, still Rabbi Yehuda holds its kosher, it's only Rabbi Meir who holds its pasul. Aval ein ben Arba Divrei Kol Kshera, that's not significant. That the machlekes is dafka when that everybody holds when it's less than 4 it's kosher. The point is that the machlekes is when it's 4. So the Rabbi Yehuda amaylo yashin tachtav. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that even when it's 4 tefachim it's kosher. So then why can't you sleep underneath the schach? Why does the Mishnah say that if it's 4 tefachim, so the sukkah is kosher, but you can't sleep underneath it? Why can't you sleep underneath it? It's regular schach kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, Misavers Divyakoli, Seifa Asan L'Rabbi Meir. Rav will have to tell you that the Seifa of our Mishnah is not L'Divyakol, even though it says it's Tam. Rather, the Seifa of the Mishnah is only true according to Rabbi Meir. When the Seifa of the Mishnah says that if you put a board that's 4 Tfachim, so the Sukkah is kosher, and you can't sleep underneath it, that's only true according to Rabbi Meir. So according to Shmuel, it's true L'Kuli Alma. According to Rav, the Gemara is being Madcha, that Enechanami, it's only going according to Rabbi Meir.